Hi, and welcome to Talks. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Steph, and today we're talking about awkward breakups.
The other day, Steph was digging around on the internet and came across some really interesting websites with a whole slew of really weird, really awkward breakup stories. Now, Steph, why did you choose this topic? What do you think? What makes this so intriguing for our listeners? Why do you think this is going to compel them to want to listen to the end of this podcast?
I don't know. I just think it's funny. Like, not laughing at people's misery, but it's just funny because some of these stories that I read, I skimmed through it because I'm leaving my reaction for the podcast, but some of them are so ridiculous. Like, I wouldn't have even thought about it. So I just want to share this ridiculousness with everybody else. And maybe they have some awkward breakups or funny breakup stories that they want to share with us.
I'm personally interested in laughing at other people's misery and misfortune. I do thoroughly enjoy that. And I hope you all at home or wherever you are can laugh along at the misfortune of others with us. That's the vibe this week, y'all. That's the vibe.
Gosh. Okay. Let's dig into some of these. We're going to be going around a lot of different websites and tweets and stuff, so they all just might sound disconnected, but these are the ones that we found funny and we thought that you can laugh with us. Okay. Ooh, this one is funny. This is the one that this particular story is why I was like, okay, we need to do a segment like this on our podcast. Okay.
All right. I'm all ears.
I broke up with my college boyfriend because he wouldn't stop calling me bro. Hey, bro, can you grab me some water? He was a surfer. This is exactly why I was like, this is so ridiculous. This is so absolutely ridiculous.
Is that really worth breaking up with someone over?
I don't know. What if I called you bro every time? Like, hey bro, what's up, bro?
That'd be all right with me. What if I called you bro though?
I don't know.
Hey bro.
I think if you call everybody that, I wouldn't mind. But if you're specifically calling me, then I'd be like, okay, we need to have a conversation.
But if I'm calling everybody else that, it's not a term of endearment.
No,
you know
but
what
that,
I mean?
But
so
that
if
doesn't...
it's like I call you dude sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, dude.
But it's not like, I don't know. It's ridiculous, but I think that she just had enough of it that she didn't want to be part of his life anymore.
It was that annoying.
It was so... He's like, hey, bro, want to make out, bro?
Yeah, bro. I'm in, bro. I guess if he called his actual bros that, like all of his mm-hmm. homies, you know, mm-hmm. and called everybody bro, and then you also call your girl bro. That's like, hey, you're one of the dudes. You're one of the bros.
I know, but I kiss isn't, you. Isn't that a good thing that you're one of the dudes? I thought that was like a thing that people like wanted, like girlfriends want to be part of the bro fam. I don't know.
Maybe, but it gets into this weird place because it's like, should I? Okay. So it kind of like, I don't know. It's weird, right? You're going to be kissing the homies. Like I like to kiss my homies, kiss my bros on the mouth.
Why did you say that? Because that's the next story of this. Like, not the same person.
You got to go ahead and read it then if there's another story.
It's another story, but because you're talking about kissing my bros, that's mm-hmm. why I need to say this. Okay. He would kiss his whole family on the lips. It was very disturbing to me. He was always told to blow. I was always told to blow kisses or kiss on the forehead or cheek. I went home wearing his mother's lipstick. It was disgusting. So not only was
Hold up. So they're kissing her too?
Yes.
On the mouth?
Yes.
This is his girlfriend, right? They're dating.
Yes. So not only does she have to see Not only does she have to see her boyfriend kiss his entire family on the lips. I'm guessing his entire family kissed her on the lips too.
No. This must be pre-corona too. This must be pre, this isn't the before times.
Oh god. But that's so, oh my, I cannot imagine walking. What if this was like the first time she's meeting her his family? She walks in the room and they all are just kissing each other.
That's got to be like shocking, especially if you're from a less like affectionate type family. Maybe that's why it was a deal breaker for her. Maybe they all give grandpa a casual handshake, you know, at the family reunion.
I think.
Nice to meet you, grandpa.
I don't know.
Nice to see you.
I don't think it's about like less affectionate family. It's more about this is normal.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
I mean,
go
I've seen this before. Like some families, they do kiss each other.
No, like I understand, like kissing on the cheek or the forehead, and I get that
on the mouth. I mean, full on sloppy wet kissing on the mouth.
No, but
not sloppy. It's not sloppy usually.
But like your significant other, who you're not married to, who you're just dating, I'm guessing this is the first time she's meeting the family.
Mm-hmm.
Would you? Like, would it be normal to go in
a room? Oh, so good to meet you. Like that, right? Oh, it's so good to meet you, Courtney. Come on over here and give Grandma a smooch.
See, that's
how that goes. That's what I'm picturing. And then I picture her. She had her lipstick. That means she went through with it. She followed through. Someone went in for a kiss and she was like all up in
it. What if it was one of those aggressive hold the head and pulling for the kiss kind of kiss?
We're talking about something totally different now. That is another level.
What if it's like, oh, come here, my little baby. Mwah.
Yeah, maybe. Oh my gosh.
So
here's the kicker, right? So
okay.
I don't necessarily have a problem with them kissing each other. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little weird kissing on the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But where does it turn from just regular accepted lovely kisses to, you know, that real backwoods kind of stuff, you know what I mean? What if one day Johnny over here realizes, man, I really like kissing my mom.
Ew.
Like a lot. That's what, so I'm like, where's the tipping point, you know?
Your brain works so strange. It's your brain is so weird. Okay.
It is.
Okay, let's awkwardly move on.
So No. It's already out there now. Now everybody at home is like, oh, I wonder what Stephanie's going to reply to that. I wonder what she's going to say. What's the tipping point?
I think because maybe he was brought up like that mm-hmm. he would think it's normal. Like there's no like sexual feelings. You know, because for him, that's normal. There's nothing weird or sexual about it. It's like, oh, yeah, my mom kisses me on my lips. So I don't know. I think if it didn't happen, like it wasn't a thing when he was like younger, then it would get awkward when he gets older. But I think it's because it's like normal to him. He won't have any sexual feelings. Okay, we have talked about this.
Look at Stephanie here with a fair and balanced thought process versus mine. Just go to the ledge and jump off. We're taking the leap. And she's like, oh yeah, let's pull the parachute. Let's go.
This is why you and I are on this podcast together, because you are ridiculous and I need to bring some stability, some normalcy to this.
Yeah, I guess there should be a warning at the front of this that I'm in one of those weird moods at the time of recording, so no telling where we're going today, so y'all better just buckle up. Things might get a little weird.
Just a little too, a little too late for that disclaimer.
Right. Well, Steph, I found one. Since you're wanting to get to another one, mm-hmm. I found one that was pretty interesting. It's a bit of a story though, so here we go. All right, this is weirdly specific, but he wouldn't stop talking about black holes. He would talk endlessly for hours about them. He thought quantum physics was his hobby. While he was quite informed about the subject, it was so annoying. He would use his, quote, knowledge to extrapolate about time, society, philosophy. Somehow, he always was able to relate all conversations to black holes. To this day, I can't stand anyone who talks about black holes because of it.
Yikes. Yikes.
You know what I think it is?
What?
I think that he is probably just a lot smarter than her. She's kind of dumb. So she feels intimidated. She couldn't handle it.
No.
She doesn't understand how physics works.
No, I think that this boils down to like having common interests. Like if he needs to be with someone who is as excited and curious about space as he is. Like he cannot go out with somebody who's high maintenance, just wants to be shopping and talking about like black holes. Not that, I mean,
he needs a thinker, right? He needs someone who he can discuss space and physics
but
and philosophy.
That being said, if I was in her place, I might just be like, dude, you talk about it too much. Like, I'm out of here. Like, think about this, that they go on a date and instead of saying, oh, you're so beautiful, because she says he brings it all back to black hole, like, you're so beautiful like the black hole.
You're massive, girl. You're massive, like a supermassive black hole.
My life without you would suck. Like, the black hole is gonna suck everything at the end.
All right, you're baiting me to go somewhere, but I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
I just saw your face and I was like, whoops.
I'm not following. I'm not taking the bait. I will resist.
No, but it would have gotten annoying after a while. Like, it has nothing to do with like intellect. It's just like if everything they say is coming back to that. Yeah.
Right. And it's probably something that they've talked about. I'm sure she voiced her frustration about the black holes. Like, oh my God, stop talking about the black holes. Yeah, I'm sure that happened.
I'm guessing,
a bit much.
Like every compliment is like, oh, your dress is so black. That reminds me about the black hole.
Your eyes, they're so dark, deep and mysterious. Like the depths of space. Endless void converging into a black hole, absorbing all light. I get lost. I can't find my way out.
So
babe,
weird.
You're my black hole. Steph, you're my black hole.
Ew, no, I don't want to be your black hole.
I can't escape you. I can't quit you. Okay. I'm going to start talking about black holes now, so
ew,
no.
Ready. Okay, how tall are you?
About 6 foot.
Okay. And I'm like 5'6". So it's not that, like, you're tall for me, but it's not that much of a difference. But here. Right. I broke up with a dude because he walked too fast. He was 10 inches taller than me. He is 10 inches taller than me and a self-described fast walker. I was constantly asking him to slow down. He'd say okay, and then 3 steps later, I'm jogging to keep up with his long legged. We were out of the town one night, and I was wearing a mini dress with high heels. The area of town is older but trendy and had cobbled streets. I happened to catch a glimpse of myself in the bar window, and I was literally jogging in 4-inch heels on a cobbled road. It occurred to me that I was probably going to spend the next 10 years of my life chasing this idiot. So I just stopped and turned into the bar. It took him a few minutes to realize I wasn't following him. I didn't answer the phone when he called and never spoke to him again.
The part where she's like, he was a self-described fast walker. That's such like a guy move. Like, oh, I'm just a fast walker, man. Hurry up, woman.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
No, but it's so, I mean, I don't know. How tall would she be? If she's like 5, he's 5'10", right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the way she describes it, she's like 4'8", and then he's probably like 6'10".
No, but she said like 10 inches difference.
Oh.
He was 10 inches taller. So I'm trying to like picture it. It's like, this is such a bad analogy. It's like a basketball player being followed by, like, you know, Tom and Jerry, the cartoon. Because mm-hmm. They always go like really like tiny feet and go really, really right. fast.
Running after.
Just no, but is that a deal breaker? Like, would you break up with someone? I mean,
it's no, that's a weird thing to break up about. That's a very weird thing. I mean, that's the point of this.
If I was in her place, I'd be like, hey, listen, I know you like to walk fast. Just pick me up and walk. Just pick me like a backpack and walk.
Carry me like a little backpack, a tiny little backpack.
Everywhere we go, I would never have to walk again. I would never have to set foot on the ground again because this guy would have to like carry me everywhere. Like,
see, that's you making lemonade out of lemons, you know?
I was making lemons out of lemonade
and going backwards like that black hole. Check this one out, Steph. I have one for you. I got one right here.
Okay.
All right, listen. His nose hairs were really long, like curling out of his nostrils long. His personality was great, and nowadays I would have just said something about his wild hairs and continued dating. But I was young, rude, stupid, and shallow when we dated. So I just stopped calling him back.
Oh, no. See, this is an easy fix. Just tell the person they've got long nose hair. Or just take a razor right up to their nose. And just go like...
maybe get their consent first, though. Because if you come at me with a razor, I'm probably going to like freak out.
Like, no. Gosh, yes. Okay. Talking about shallow. Revealed he had a fedora and wore it once with me. She broke up because he had a fedora.
Yo, that's 100%. I'm in. Their fedora comes out, you're going out. We're done.
Wait, is fedora like the one that Frank Sinatra wears, right?
I don't think so. You might need to Google it.
I'm not well versed with hats.
Guys, but she doesn't know what a fedora is. You gotta go. You gotta go catch up. I thought you were a gamer.
Huh? What does gaming have to do with fedoras?
All gamers wear fedoras. You got some research to do after recording this. You gotta go look up fedoras.
Gosh. Okay, I'll look up all different kinds of hats, and I'll I'll make a list of the ones that I want you to wear and the ones I don't want you to wear. And if you wear the ones that I don't want you to wear, I'm just going to leave.
All right. So I have something. Okay. But it's a little different. It's a little different. This is a tweet about someone's ex.
Okay.
So are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about their ex in this. Here we go. Let me find it right here. Okay, so check this out. What do you think about this take? It's so hot outside, I almost called my ex so I could be around something shady.
Yikes. I like that tweet.
What about this one?
I like that tweet.
We're going to rapid fire. What about this one? I tried to swipe a crumb off my phone and accidentally liked all 240 pictures of my ex-girlfriend's trip to Maui with Roger. First off, why are you there, bro? Get off of that.
No, I like that. I love it. I love it. I love that story.
What you think about this one? All right. Yay or nay?
Okay.
Saying we can still be friends after a bad breakup is like saying, hey, the dog died, but we can still keep it. What do you think? You agree? Yes or no? Can you stay friends afterwards?
After
or do you
a
just
bad,
bury the you just bury the dog.
After a bad breakup, nah, you can't be friends.
What about a good breakup?
Yeah, sure. Depends on why you break up. If you broke up because of a fedora, why not?
No, I think if you're wearing a fedora, you gotta just cut all ties. That's it. Get them out. They don't need to be in your life. Sorry for all the fedora wearers out there. We promise we still love you.
I don't mind fedoras, I think. I know.
Okay, Steph. Got a few more.
Okay.
Here we go. Check this out. What do you think about this? People say that there are plenty of fish in the sea. Yeah? Well, I got my eye on that one specific emotionally distant salmon with commitment issues.
My favorite thing about this is that that person just called the other person a salmon.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fat in salmon though, so she'd probably get offended.
But is it a guy tweeting or a girl?
I think it's a guy tweeting. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. How about this one? Bet if I start calling the mouse in my kitchen my boyfriend, he'll leave.
Oh no. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Who hurt you?
Do you need a hug?
I think she does. She needs a hug. A boyfriend, apparently. All right, how about this one? LMAO, my ex is getting married. It's honestly how pathetic how far some people will go just to make you jealous. Get over it, Alice. It's been 6 years.
Oh, I love the pettiness. I love the pettiness in this.
That's a good tweet.
Do you have one more for me?
Yeah, I got one more.
Okay.
My ex-girlfriend blocked me on Twitter, but still follows me on Instagram, which I guess is the polite way of saying you're funny but ugly.
Wait, but she follows him on Instagram.
Yeah, I think he may have gotten that backwards, so he's not very smart, I guess.
No wonder she left him, because he wore a fedora.
Right? He's got that fedora hat.
I am so sorry. We're just bashing on fedoras this podcast.
We need to not, because how are we going to get these fedora sponsors on the podcast?
We can talk about ball caps. Those are like... Okay. I've got some. It's called How I Got Dumped, basically. Okay. She asked me how to block someone on WhatsApp. I was not able to send her any more messages after the last set of instructions.
Wow.
I don't know. Is it rude or is it just absolute genius?
It's a little bit of both and also petty.
Unless he's like an ex and then she's just being like, I need you to be out of my life. But that's so weird. That's weird.
That's how you do it if you definitely want them to know about it.
Okay, this is rapid fire now, okay? So you just have to, like, your initial reaction. Okay, a guy offered my high school boyfriend $1 to break up with me. Boyfriend took the money, and I ended up with the other guy.
He got out ahead.
Mm-hmm. He said his mother didn't want him seeing me anymore because she didn't like my dad. When I asked my dad about it, he said she didn't like him because he had dumped her back in high school.
Dang, daddy-o.
My ex told me she wanted to be with someone who was a bit more mature, and I responded by mimicking her in a childish tone.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's also the definition of a bad breakup, too, so...
This is something that sometimes Adrian does, and I'm like, oh, please don't make that do that voice. And he goes, what, this voice?
He goes, what voice? What voice? Make the voice.
No.
Come on, make the voice.
It's the one that you go, Abu.
Abu.
It's funny. I love the voice, but at some points when I'm like, okay, we need to have a serious conversation, you cannot be pulling that voice out. You're still together.
It lightens the mood.
Yeah, it does. I'm trying to think of funny ways how I got dumped, but then I realized that I've never been in a relationship. Yikes. Okay.
Ooh, it's rough out here, y'all. It's rough out here in these streets.
She told me to take out the trash and lock the door while I was outside.
Oh my god. Bro, let him at least get his sweater and go. Jeez.
What if he went like barefoot to throw the trash out?
He's like, you better stay out there with it. Dang.
Okay, I'll do a couple of more. Two more, okay?
Two more.
Because there's a lot of people who've been hurt in funny ways for our entertainment. Mm-hmm. Okay, in eighth grade, my boyfriend asked me in between classes if I would cry if he dumped me. I said, probably. He then said, well, you better start crying. I didn't cry, and I'm gay anyway, so the joke's on him.
Oh my gosh, man. That's cold.
That's brutal. That
is
so
cold, man.
Brutal. Oh, young love. To be young and in love. Okay. Wait, I'll do one more, okay? Okay. Also, this website I'm on is trash. Just throwing it out there.
It's broken.
It's broken. Okay. I was young and I had a huge, huge, huge crush on this guy. The guy and his friends found out. They bet $25 that I would say yes immediately if he asked me out. He asked. Of course, I said yes. 3 days later, he told me about the bet, said sorry, and gave me $10.
Hey. That's a win-win, though.
Oh,
that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Like, man.
It's like, I'm a hustler, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down. That's good.
Okay, you got any stories?
Yes, I do have a story.
From your personal life?
From my personal life, yeah. This one time when I was a child.
No.
I have no embarrassing, weird, awkward breakup stories, unfortunately.
Okay.
I do have this one. It's pretty, like, messed up, but it's worth a read, I think.
Okay.
All right. I broke up with my boyfriend because he was always putting me through tests to show my loyalty. Well, a few weeks later, I heard that he'd overdosed on pills from his parents' medicine cabinet and died. I felt horrible, like it was all my fault. I didn't even have the heart to reach out to his family or attend his funeral. But the day after the funeral, I got a text from his number. It turns out he wasn't dead. He never overdosed. It was just another one of his tests to see how I would react. This dude literally faked his own death, then sent me a text that said, "Just so you know, I'm over you."
Oh my gosh. How insane do you have to be to think that's a good idea?
And that is a cue to get out of there. Get out of there.
I'm just thinking, did his family know about it? Is his family in on this? Because what if she did reach out to the family? And they're like, he did what? He what? Like, dude, you need help. You need help.
Yeah, it's messed up. All right, here we go.
Sorry. I need to like compose purge your mind, myself.
Cleanse your mind.
Okay. I need something funny, please. Not right. Something psychotic.
I mean, it's a little weird too, but not that level. All right. So I broke up with a guy after about 2 months. Then a few days later, I found out our parents were dating. Yo, that got real awkward real quick. But like a double date.
Hey, love is love. Okay. I mean, we're like dating. A double date. Listen, okay. Would you date a girl whose dad is dating your mom? Like in a scenario where your mom's not happily married, you're not dating me.
So you're asking me if I would date my stepsister?
I mean, they're not married yet. So
but there's
you
potential.
Guys,
my potential but, stepsister.
But you guys were dating first, and then your parents started dating.
Nah, I'm out.
Really?
I'm out, I think. Or yeah, somebody's going to have to split. One of the couples are going to have to split. That gets too weird, man. That gets way too weird.
Okay. If you all don't have a breakup story and you want to break up with someone, here are some funny Twitter one-liners that you could use to break up with someone.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. My fish died. I need time to mourn. Alone.
Yes.
I'm working on my rap career and you're messing up my flow.
Dang.
There's no longer any magic between us. Also, you are really, really annoying.
I don't know if that's a good line to break up with someone.
Gosh, let's just be friends. I don't want to break up. But I don't want to see you naked anymore.
Jeez. They could just wear some clothes, you know?
Oh, gosh. I'm moving to Narnia. That's my favorite.
I'm moving to Narnia, and you're not invited.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. This is the other one. I can't afford you.
That's probably, like, true in a lot of cases, though.
True, yeah. But, well, if you all needed some breakup
hope
lines.
Hope those come in handy during your next breakup.
Oh, don't. I'd be so sad if you used any of those.
Make it as awkward as possible and then tweet about it so that we can read it on the show.
Or just send it to us. We'll just read it.
Or that too. Yeah, please send us some. Stephanie, listen to this one.
Okay.
I pulled my girlfriend aside at the end of our lunch period and gave her a whole breakup spiel about how I wasn't in a good place for a relationship right then. But I had no idea exactly how to end the conversation. That's always the worst. Oh my gosh. So after I hugged her goodbye, I gave her a high five. Go, girl. You got this. Get on with your bad self, girl. Go ahead.
You don't need no man's.
No, you're an independent woman, and I'm just trying to help you out.
Oh gosh. Okay. I decided to break up with my cheating boyfriend over Instagram by posting a cute selfie caption, "Love being single." But when my boyfriend saw it, he replied, "LOL, autocorrect." He actually thought I meant to type "love Pringles."
Wow. Wow.
Just a sad day all around.
I have a question. Are you absolutely sure you don't have any sort of awkward breakup story?
I need to think. Oh, I have to say this. The last time we talked about awkward first dates in one of our previous episodes, my mom texted me saying, "I know who you were talking about."
Ooh. Well, Steph.
So I have to be very careful when thinking about these stories.
Yep. You always got to censor. No names included. No names included. If you know, you know.
I'm trying to think. Oh, it's not a breakup, but like I did have to tell someone I was not interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the weirdest way. So we knew each other through like mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, I found out, like, oh, he liked me and stuff like that. And we'd be hanging out. And I'd literally, like, try to find seats that were not close to him. Like, be on the opposite. But he'd always be like, "Oh, let me come close." I'm like, no.
No, it's okay. You don't have to. I wouldn't want to intrude.
And then years later, we ended up going to the same college. So university. So he was in a different program. I was in a different program. But yeah, it was just awkward, like having to tell somebody over and over repeatedly, like, "You're a nice guy, but
oh, but I don't."
He also sang me. He also sang me a song and stuff. It was
juicy. What song was it?
It was a Hindi song. You wouldn't know.
Yeah, but what was it? Okay, what was it about? Like a love song?
I don't even remember. I just know. Okay, we had a social media by Google earlier. It was called Orkut. So I don't know if you had it there, but in Asia it was a thing. So in there you could write like testimonials for the person, like, "Oh, this person's really nice," or like, "Happy birthday." Like, it was basically a Facebook wall, but just like testimonials, it was called, I think. And so he put like this love song lyric, the whole song in my testimonial.
Dang.
And he was like, "You should go listen to that song." The song, brilliant. I literally said, "I love the song." And he's like, "Uh-oh." Like,
I love the
song.
I didn't
know what.
Just not you. Just not you.
But he was a nice guy. I don't know what he's doing lately now.
Probably still singing that song, thinking about you.
Wishing
that things had turned out differently.
Nah, we were friends, like, for a while. And, like, he'd tell me, like, "Oh, I'm dating so-and-so." I'm like, "Good for you." And?
let you know you didn't keep me down. Well, I have a story to share. I do have a story to share. I just thought of one. So it's not really a breakup. It's not really a breakup.
I asked you before this.
Well, here's the, it's a
bonus.
It's a bonus, so you don't even know.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this story or not, but basically, so here's how this happened. So this one time, me and this girl were hanging out, you know, I wouldn't say we were really like dating or anything. We were just kind of like getting to know each other, you know, we were just hanging out, kind of talking. We'd go, I guess technically there were dates, but just like grab coffee or something and just like talk. It was very like kind of casual. And, the whole time we were like kind of getting to know each other, I was like, "Yo, she's like one of the bros," you know, it was like that feeling. Like, it's like, "Oh, she's really cool. Like, she's a cool like friend." Right.
Like, "Hey bro, can you get me some water?"
Right, it's the bro. It's the bro vibe.
Yeah.
However, I don't think that was the shared feeling from us hanging out. I think she was thinking I was getting really into this. And so one day after some time, I was like, I realized like, oh, she's getting, I think she might be a little more interested in me than I am in her. So I was like, one day I said, hey, you want to go grab Chick-fil-A? And she was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do this. That sounds great. And then, so we go to Chick-fil-A and we order the food and we go sit down at the table. We get our food and everything. We like starting to eat. And I say, hey, I don't think we should hang out as much as we have been.
Oh.
And she stops eating and she was like, I thought you were about to ask me out.
Oh.
And I was like, yikes. I was like, well, I messed up. So
did you guys drive together there?
No, we rode separately, thankfully.
Oh, good.
But
Lord.
She was like, I thought this was going to go somewhere else. And
you,
I was like,
you
yikes.
Ruined Chick-fil-A for her.
I know. I really did. And it's like, why did I do
have,
that? You know what I mean? Like,
because
it was so awkward because we literally just got our food and we were eating. Why did I have, why couldn't I just like call her up? Or like just go like
no.
meet her somewhere, you know
I
what
mean,
I mean? And be like, that doesn't
I
not
mean,
work.
it was a nice thing that you wanted to do face to face, but why Chick-fil-A? You could have taken her to like Burger King or KFC, like
some trash
something.
Place.
Yeah, like ruin it. What something that was already really bad.
Right
now, maybe every time she goes to Chick-fil-A, she just thinks about you.
And she's like, I hate this stupid place, this stupid chicken. No. I bet not. I feel kind of bad about it because I feel like kind of led her on or whatever. But
no,
I was just
I
like
think,
I wasn't in it, you know.
But
I
were
just,
you like?
Wasn't
but
really
were
feeling.
You like flirting with her? Or were you like all like?
I mean, we were like literally it would just be the two of us going out to like eat lunch
okay.
or like get coffee or something. But it didn't go on for like a really long time. You know
okay,
what I mean? Like
yeah.
it was still like it
I
was like
have,
in that
I,
in that dating. Point where you're not like boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, but you're like dating, you're like kind of
so
know,
you did like
other,
her
out. I thought I might at first, and then I very quickly realized I was like, no, this is the bro, you know, like this is the friend. It's like but at the Chick-fil-A I ruined any opportunity of that staying a friendship.
That would have sucked.
Yeah, it was bad move on my part, but hey, you live and you learn. And what is that Rascal Flatts song? God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Here we are. We made it, baby. We made it. Oh man, we made it. And we're glad you made it along with us too, everybody, for listening. We thank you so much for checking out our podcast. We always enjoy getting to hang out with you, and we hope that you will stick around for a bit. We're going to have some really cool things coming up soon. And that you hang out with us when we're online all over the place. Thank you so much for listening this week. And we will see you next time on Talks. Bye.